Hack 'em all. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Look who else is getting into the self-driving car business. On Friday, California gave Apple a permit to put 3 self-driving Lexuses on the road. Apple has a leg up in this race because if you have an iPhone, they already know everywhere you need to go. So this is getting serious, especially since millions of you saw over the weekend what this technology can lead to. I refer, of course, to the zombie car scene in The Fate of the Furious, where Charlize Theron hacks 1,000 self-driving cars in the middle of Manhattan.
There's over 1,000 of them.
Hack them all.
Then she hacks parked cars and launches them from high-rise parking decks.
Perfect. Make it rain.
And by the way, they filmed this with real cars.
We started testing throwing cars out of this parking structure from different levels.
And it's all in good fun until you realize this is not so crazy. Self-driving cars are in constant communication over the internet to get software updates. And you remember 2 years ago, those guys who hacked an actual Jeep Cherokee?
It can be remotely hacked through a cellular connection to its entertainment system.
That was real. Freaked out the driver even though he knew what they were going to do.
I stomped on the gas, but the Jeep slowed to a crawl. I turned on my hazard lights, but I was still stuck in the right lane with no shoulder to escape onto.
Guys, I'm stuck on the highway.
So all I'm saying is, if you're okay with your car being updated in the background by unelected people you don't know, the way your smartphone is, the future is for you. But just as we all keep a few candles handy just in case, you might want to have a 30-year-old dumb Volvo stick shift stashed somewhere.
Oh, damn!
Just in case. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.